Hey guys, welcome back. It's quality content. Okay, that's not enough. This is like Happy New Year. Happy New Year to my listeners. I hope the year is going good for you. That could be a joke, looking at how Nigeria is and everything, but I just hope everyone is good. Today, I'm back with Shay. I'm back with Tokwe. They've both been on this podcast before. We are back for the new year. I'd like them to introduce themselves to you.
Hi, guys. Name is Shay. Obviously, see me from like previous quality contents.
What episode was that?
Episode one.
Foundational quality.
Exactly. You can check episode one. I'm in there.
Straight up, episode up, one.
Man. Also, from nice to have you too. You know, that's what's up.
Yes, nice to have you.
Yeah, what's up, guys? My name is Tokwe, aka Tops. You might know me and you might not. But I run like an underground playlist on Twitter, just in case you don't know me.
No, yeah, you guys, like, just in case, you can ask me. I don't know, you might not have the detail. Just ask me.
And I'm an A&R too, just in case you want to pitch me your music, you know what to do.
Yeah, so today we are back fully and we're going to keep dropping content back to back. But today I just want to ask my guest before we go into the main topic, like, outside... No, who are your top four in the industry right now? Because rumors are going out that it's no longer top three.
It's plenty.
That it's top four now. So I'd like to know who your top four is. Plenty. Rumors are plenty, right? Because if rumors are plenty, that means they're doing is plenty now. So, Shay, what do you think? Who are your top four right now?
Wait, not top three.
Top four. They're no longer top.
Okay, top four. In no particular order.
Of course.
In no particular order.
Of course.
Yeah, come on now. Like,
the way they talk on, like...
I'm just saying, like, for me, my own top four is definitely Wizkid. No particular order.
After Wizkid, in no particular order.
Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido, and Rema. That's my own top four.
Yeah, Burna Boy, Davido, Arema.
I think I have to go with him too. Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido, Arema.
But I've always known you as someone that puts someone that puts Omale rated higher than Rema.
Yeah, but the doings lately.
Okay, the doings lately.
Yeah.
Omale has been on pause and everything.
Yeah, but you can't compare that with Rema doing. Bro, Rema is like. I mean, I don't know.
Tell us about Rema.
From the album.
People. I talk about the album. And people like make me feel somehow.
I mean,
about
it's
the
not
album.
Like, I won't say it's my
like, they tell me it's a calm down.
I won't say it's my favorite
That's
album, but I won't say it's my favorite album, but the doings, you can't like.
Wherever Roses dropped, you didn't like it.
I did know that. I'll be honest.
He didn't like it particularly.
But when Delos came out, it was, I mean...
Deluxe? You like the Deluxe?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite track
on the Deluxe? Before you answer that question, you had to wait for the Deluxe to drop before you actually like
it. That was the whole year.
I liked some songs on the album, though. Like, Addicted.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I didn't like anything.
I didn't rate the album like that. Like, I mean, I feel like so many albums were better and so many debut Afrobeat albums were better.
Wait. We're going to hear what albums were better.
Definitely Boy Alone.
That's Omale.
You're going to rate Omale.
I understand
your bias.
That's Shay vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody with the vibes.
Is it come out the same year?
No, you know, it doesn't have to be the same. I'm just saying like Afrobeat debut album.
So you're rating all these albums above Rayman Roses.
Yeah.
Boy Alone. Mr. Money with the vibes. $1 billion
Baby.
Raw. How? Well,
that's all.
For now, yeah.
Personal preferences, Sha.
That's a crazy claim, guy.
Personal preferences.
But
I'll just leave it to that because like I'm not even judging.
You know, Boy Alone is that album, Sha.
Yeah, I love Boy Alone, but rating it above Rave and Roses, I don't think I can do that.
This is on a personal level. I'm not saying the doings and everything, I think Rave and Roses passes
not up to doings. Rave and Roses has more replay value for me than Boy Alone. Mio, this is personal preference.
If that's based on personal preference, because for me, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, that only Rivers can understand. I don't know why.
I'll pick those three albums before I pick Rivers for
that's very interesting. But
is there any album you pick before Rivers?
Afrobeat debut, nah. Not just any
after
album.
After Rave and Roses dropped, I don't think I had any Afrobeat album that I was like, oh shit, yes, this is it.
No, we're not talking about Afrobeat album. We're talking about debut albums.
Okay. Before Rave and Roses dropped, I don't think there was any album that I felt like
this. You repeat that the same shit.
This is it. But like, to be fair,
best album we've ever had.
Based on bias, yes, because I really like.
Yeah, Rema. Based on bias.
I really like Rema. I'm saying that for a reason because like,
and it took his time to make this album.
Yeah,
he didn't rush it. He like 1 year in your career, 2 years in your career.
One thing that I would remove from River and Roses, just one thing.
One song.
And I feel like, let me say a song. Hey. One thing, though.
Okay, yeah, but I have one song I want to.
And I feel like, oh, Omale did a lot better on it because Omale had a very
good. Omale made a lot better on what?
Calm down. Let me finish.
Okay, calm down. That was on the album.
But yeah. I feel like Omale had a very cohesive album compared to Rema. Because like if you look at how like Rema like placed most of the songs that are on the album. From maybe track one to track five, after that, they were not following each other. Because like I feel like sound wise, from the first to the fifth, they were like it was like a sequence, like a segue. Each song was segueing to the next one. Omale had that shit on his own album. And you could feel like, oh, this is what this album is about. Because like the whole album, man, everything happened around him, or him being depressed, everything, the whole picture around him. Omale did that shit. It was very cohesive. That's why I feel like Rema kind of like skipped, not totally, but like,
but you know, like
kind of
track one and track two on River Roses is like just one track because you don't even know when you're in the next
that's
one.
That's what I said. That's what I said, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what I said. No, I said track one to track five, bro. From that period, I think it was after Soundgasm, before Soundgasm, there's a song. I can't remember which one it was. But like after that song, it just
I
kept
Divine
going
the next
differently.
Rema
did a lot of shit on that.
I just didn't like some songs like Mara, Joe. Yeah.
Definitely not the River.
You can hear it.
It's so
Abi,
so.
You want to do the same thing? No
worries. So. But I love Boy Alone. I'm not a big fan, but I love Boy Alone. Especially, Reason. And it came in Deluxe, right?
Yeah.
I love Boy Alone. And that was down to Reason.
How to Love.
Okay, now, so outside your top four now that you guys have mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, they're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So I like this top four. Who are the artists with the best discography?
Apart from the top four,
yes.
Shay. Shay Vibes.
Shay Vibes. Like, let's know what is in this discography.
First of all, his first EP, No Shay, No Vibes. That was before his old Chance fame.
Okay. Yeah.
Then there's Billion Dollar Baby, then the Deluxe. Then you have Vibes to the Kingdom Come. Then we have The Kingdom Come.
Fire.
And we have Namsiaga.
Fire.
And this Namsiaga like introduced him to a whole new audience. Now bodies are beginning to like shave. Because I was gonna say random body be like, I like different patterns. The funny thing that different is not even like top three on that EP for me.
What's not your top three on the EP?
Kana,
but you know
Shazam Today.
Those are hard
songs. Okay, Kana is first, though.
Those are hard songs.
Kana is first.
There's one thing that I always read Shay Vibes for, and is his fans. I went for a Shay Vibes show.
You went for that one in Ikorodu?
Last year in December.
Oh, wow.
You went for that one in Ikorodu? Come on, guy. Yeah, now, 10K.
Come on, why am I going there, bro? Come on.
Ikorodu is Eddie last year, bro. Nah. I wanted to go. They said, if I
bro,
go, my phone.
See the crowd.
Is it my phone?
They said, no, carry phone, bro. Shay Vibes.
Why am I going there, bro? I went for the show at, I think it was Eko Convention Center.
Yeah,
bro.
That show.
I want to imagine there was like more than 300, probably 1,000 people there. And maybe like 950 people were singing Shay Vibes back to back. Like word for word, each song. And I was just there, like songs that I didn't even know. I mean, literally, people were singing Yoruba. And I was singing, I was like, ha. Like, what's going on? What's going on here? Like, they were singing word for word. I was like, okay. Shay Vibes, he has fans, bro.
Yes.
Trust me, he has fans.
Yes.
He has fans. Diehard fans, bro. Like, diehard fans that will listen to his song word for word.
I didn't even start fucking with Shay Vibes till like late 2022. I mean, I know Emo, but I mean, I didn't like start.
I feel like Shady Vibes sent away many people with Chance. Yeah. It's one of his popular songs. Nah. That's where the slander came from.
Yeah, people were judging from that Chance.
That's where the slander came from.
That song was like, it was kind of like a shift in, like, the
it was 50-50. Normal.
No, it was a shift. It was a shift in normal shit that we usually hear. Yeah. It was like Shady Vibes, it almost sounded like as if it was sounding offbeat.
It was offbeat. See,
it was on purpose. Bro, trust me, it was offbeat, but it was still on beat. Like, it.
I don't understand this, bro.
I feel like most people judge him with that song.
Yes.
There are a lot of better songs than Chance. Like, Chance is not even top 5 or top 10 on Billion Dollar Baby.
I wasn't a fan of Shady Vibes when I had Chance, to be honest.
Yeah, you would. No, I understand
like,
people.
I was like,
when
no
don't...
way, take this away from me. Because I had.
But when yes, +2, +3, +4.
+2, +3, +4.
Billion Dollar Baby.
Bullion Van.
Bullion Van. This Oppo. Yeah, come on.
Those three songs, I had them. Man.
Nah.
I was like, Shady Vibes, okay.
Okay, so for you, outside of the top 4. Shea Vibes is your own. Yeah. Like,
for this Google VA, Shea Vibes. Who else? Yeah, Shea Vibes.
Only. You don't have any other options. You like to. Shea Vibes is one of the better. Black Bones.
Black Bones. Oh, yeah. Omale too. Sorry, I forgot.
Omale, you love that, Omale. Is this on a serious fan?
I'm not like an Omale. I just.
But still,
like
for you to just put Shea Vibes on,
I
actually
forgot. But I think Shea, Omale, and Black Bones.
Black Bones.
Yeah, Black Bones has his discovery is dope. From his mistake, right from OAU. I've listened to this guy right from OAU, bro. That was like, the same thing I was rapping. I was like, I want to be this guy if you rap. Then he dropped Black Boy.
That one in Pandemic.
Yeah. Then he did the re-up, then he dropped them, Mr. Bombastic, then Sex Over Love,
Then
Young Preacher to, what's his last one?
Emeka Moshine.
Yeah. Come on.
Do you think Joe, Black Bones was right for going at Joe Boy on the discography discussion? Like, he felt like he...
I mean, Black Bones can hold his own for me.
It is Joe Boy.
Black Bones.
He might not have, it's like
catalog.
Joe Boy.
He has his own catalog.
He has his own catalog, yeah.
He has every right to go.
Why are you shaking?
Like, but I think Joe Boy has more hits.
Black
Bones
has
no, catalog doesn't have to... Instagram doesn't have to do with hits.
Yeah. But catalog-wise, bro, I think Black Bones... I'll pick Black Bones. But hits-wise, Joe Boy.
How about you?
We're saying Black Bones and Joe Boy.
Yeah.
Catalog-wise.
I don't know, man.
Look at the projects.
I can't pick. I'm sorry.
Black
Bones have 3 solid albums. Black Bones. Joe Boy has 2 albums. That is SBBM. I can't remember the full name.
Something Beautiful.
Somewhere Between Beauty and
Joe Boy dropped an album last year. Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped one last year.
Body and Soul. Featuring Odumodu.
Yeah. Then he did an EP.
He featured
that's 2 EP, 2 albums.
Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic.
Yeah, I know it's SBBM.
So Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic, Body and Soul.
Then he has 2 EP.
What are that project?
Love and Light and Body and Soul something, I guess.
Then we go for Black Bones.
Yeah, Black Bones is crazy, is mad. He has like
That's why I feel like Black Bones can actually come out. Like and,
oh my god, you forgot Young Preacher when you're talking about.
Yeah, no,
about
I didn't. You mentioned it.
So Young Preacher, Sex Over Love, Mr. Bombastic.
That's like EP. He has 3
Black
albums.
Boy Re-Up.
Yep.
Make Him Shine.
Yeah.
Black Bones catalog. What's your favorite in Black Bones catalog?
Young Preacher.
Hmm.
Young Preacher and Mr. Bombastic.
Was not that popular.
I feel like Young Preacher was his most commercial album.
Yeah.
No.
That's the
Make Him
Shine.
Make Him Shine. He got Grammy shouts now. He was a Grammy talking song.
It was a mistake.
But Young Preacher was him. I don't know. I felt Young Preacher because he had Lil J, he had Amare. He sampled Poplay. He sampled Asha. It was that was the album for me. Young Preacher.
Album for me. Sex Over Love. Too many tracks I can't skip. Actually, Sex Over Love.
I like Sex Over Love too, but
I can't lie. The first time I heard Sex Over Love,
Sex Over Love is only album with Deluxe.
I was like, okay, this is a rap album, but it doesn't sound like a rap album still. Because like there were songs that were not, there was not. I mean, there were Afrobeat songs on there, but like he was not.
Young Preacher was one that won him.
He was not trying to be commercial on that album.
Young Preacher was one that won him a rap album of the year, no. at Eddie's.
Eddie's.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Black Bones was trying to be commercial on that album, to be fair to me.
But if I have to pick an album, I think Your Picture.
I feel like Black Bones is always commercial. Even if he drops, a single, he's still going to the promo he's going to do
still
by himself. So he's always commercial.
But you you can tell which one is more commercial at the end, the other one.
Yeah. Intense though.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to drop albums this year. I think it's a yearly thing now.
Yeah. they say now the Burna Boy culture. Say Burna Boy brought the album.
I didn't think Burna started. I think it was Olamide.
Let me stop for a while now.
Let me stop
before Burna Boy started.
But from 20,
Olamide was dropping albums.
From 2012 to 20.
Olamide was dropping singles, bro. From
2012 to like 2017, Olamide was dropping it back to back. Like every year.
Yeah, true.
But that time, you know, there was no chart and this and that.
So you feel like if there were charts then, Olamide would have been everywhere.
100%.
Why are you laughing? See, this is about charts.
100%.
Olamide is audience. 100%. Now.
100%. 100%, bro.
No, I don't think so.
Bro, Olamide dropped Woo. There was no. Were you streaming
bro,
at that time?
Olamide is audience. It's not typically people that can.
They can stream?
Yeah.
It's not typically.
Like, right,
it's Audio Mac, bro.
Get audio mark.
Rah, come on.
How is it going to make?
Yesterday on the space, you said something that
Everybody was listening to that song at that period that it dropped.
That's the reason why streaming era is different.
Well, let me do something like,
if it was in that era,
Carpe Diem, no.
If it was in that era, 2020, right, will have been crazy.
No, he didn't make B-board.
Oh, how do you want to make B-board before streaming era? No, it's not possible.
Burna did make reggae B-board. With Bonner life.
Boy.
Yeah.
With life.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, Whiskey did it with this album that Come Closer.
No. Come Closer. That sounds from the other side.
I think he debuted that year. From there, at least, you know, people started like
that. You think that sounds from the other side is Whiskey's least performing album?
No.
Which one is Whiskey?
Are you sure?
Least? What are you asking? Are you sure?
Ayo. I think it's Ayo.
Least performing.
Yeah,
Ayo had hits.
Yeah,
bro.
He had hits, but it wasn't cohesive for me. I don't really like Ayo.
Ah,
no, Ayo is not cohesive. Of course, now when do we start being cohesive?
Yeah,
music?
That
hits. Superstar and Ayo. How would they be
that
cohesive?
That period. Yeah.
We're just drumming hits together.
I think he wanted to like probably leave the EM. So he was just like dropping
was
everything.
Definitely performing 70% of those songs on the album.
They were hits.
I'm not arguing.
Being cohesive.
How many cohesive albums
do we have in that year or that year before?
I can't even mention five albums.
Unless
five
you listen to
the
Asha.
But
so
the thing is that when someone that made Superstar, yeah, Ayo, you know that.
Wait, Superstar is not cohesive.
So. Superstar doesn't have to be cohesive. But...
No, Ayo has to be cohesive.
No. Superstar is...
To be fair, yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay, with his first album.
Yeah, first album, debut, bro.
To be fair... Ayo had to be cohesive because of like the whole like.
But you gave Yem Rema stick for not being cohesive for your first album.
The whole. I mean, to be fair.
Yes, so you see.
Because we are in a. Alphabet has grown. Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
exactly.
My God, no way.
Okay.
Is that a thing, bro? Like,
no, yeah.
I don't think, bro. Nobody,
those days,
no,
anybody
see,
can just
bro,
like make an album.
You cannot tell me that when the coercive era, bro, nobody gives a fuck about if you say anything that is concrete or not in the fucking album.
Once you have to be like,
in the past 2 years, bro, like people have just been listening to like, songs that sound good. I don't think anybody has said, this lyrics is perfect. This has to be number one. Or this lyrics is banging. This has to be
I feel like if I still have to pick easily, like if I'm ranking Whiskey discography, Ayo comes last though. For me.
Rank it.
Number one, Superstar. I'm sorry.
So that was Whiskey's best album. His first. I mean, say Whiskey's peaked.
Superstar is so good.
You know, Superstar
is so good.
Superstar is
so good that.
How can I say Whiskey picked
a
Superstar?
No, I didn't say he picked. Superstar is so good that. Even if I turn 50,
you go see Jam Superstar. Yes,
I'm gonna tell my kids, bro.
Whiskey picked 2011.
But
top
it's dicey though. But I might say made in Lagos. But personal favorite, Superstar.
So rank it with
Superstar, made in Lagos. I'm not going to add the EP though.
Okay.
Superstar, made in Lagos. Sound from the Other Side. More loveless ego than
really,
Ayo.
He's really putting Ayo last though.
Yeah, Ayo is last. Definitely.
You say, yeah, I'd like to see your ranking.
Bruh, superstar, bruh. I cannot count amount of jams that were on Superstar.
Is there any song that's not a jam?
There's a song that on Superstar that they will play.
Even though they're just talking. It's still a jam.
Okay, for me.
Ranking.
For me, if I'm going to rank Wizkid, I'm going to rank based on bias. I've been saying this throughout the
Nasty Wizkid now, so don't be biased because Nasty Wizkid project.
My own personal favorite because people are my own personal favorite.
I don't see.
I'm going to rank More Love. Sorry. Nah.
Why are you saying that? Don't do that.
What's the album called? The first one.
Superstar.
No, not the first
Made
one.
Lagos.
Like, Made in Lagos. Yes, yeah. Made in Lagos.
CC has called one. The first one. And something that came out like
number one. Come on, it's not easy. Number two. Number one, Made in Lagos, number one. Then Superstar.
Number two.
Then More Love, Less Ego.
Number three.
Then I'll put Ayo, number four.
The song from the other side, number five.
I'm not adding songs from the other side of my list.
Why?
I'm sorry.
He hates it.
Why did you hate it? That's a good
I don't
album.
Know. I don't hate it, but like I don't consider it as a Wizkid album because I feel like Wizkid also said that it wasn't an album, it was like a mixtape. So like
fair enough.
So let me do my own ranking.
More Love, Less Ego.
Made in Lagos.
Okay, number one.
Made in Lagos is number one.
Okay.
Closely followed by More Love.
Oh,
Less Ego.
My nigga said closely followed by.
Closely. Because if not for, I'm telling you the truth, if not for the standard if he set with Made in Lagos, now why would they look this small of Less Ego like this? If it came before.
Rah.
Well, Omar, see, now you know. Now you know.
Let me finish now. Oh yeah. See, the fact that Made in Lagos came out at the time it did, Wizkid shifted his sound completely.
This was the first to start the slow, the tempo, and everything. Everybody followed.
I don't know about that one.
Who?
I don't know about that. I can't say that.
Who did it and he blew?
If
you do it and it doesn't, nobody cares.
If I do research, I might find out.
Who did it and he blew? Is the first person to do it?
I don't know. I'm not going to say I know.
Okay.
But Wizkid did that for. I'm talking categorically about Wizkid. Just Wizkid.
You move to the sound. That Wizkid changed the sound entirely.
Wizkid changed his own sound entirely.
And changed the whole industry sound. Because what followed is look at all the projects that followed closely. Look now, no be joke now. Look. The Bobo Tigbo project follow
after. What the fuck is Bobo Tigbo? What the fuck?
Oh. That's like Pangolo music now. What the video is called it?
Pom-pom-pom.
Pom-pom-pom sound.
Yeah, it was Tekno started that sound, by the way.
I'm talking about Tekno started pom-pom-pom. I'm talking about Whiskey came and changed it.
Yeah. I mean, like, bro. Like,
so where you go? Not, so why you can't let me go around like this?
No. You were saying no. What you said was Whiskey was one that brought that new sound. I don't know about that.
I said the person that they will acknowledge is the person that blew with it.
Fair.
Do you know how many underground projects that are slow tempo like that that nobody cares about?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So he did it. He came here.
But it's busting my head that you're putting.
So after More Love,
More Love, Less Ego is your second ranked album.
What?
Like, how?
Get out. After how many Lagos?
Do you not appreciate
More Love, Less Ego? Then we go to Superstar.
Superstar. Wow. Superstar Toad. Damn.
This Superstar is told. Then I mean, I have to include my favorite album.
Drum roll, please.
Soundman, Volume 1.
This nigga said favorite album and it's on number 4.
Yes, it's album to me.
Drum roll.
I played the songs like 3 times, so it's like 12 tracks. So, that's it. Soundman, Volume 1. I don't really... I like sounds from the other side, but they have many skippable tracks.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like Wizkid said, it's experimental. It was experimental. Just like Davido's Son of Mercy was experimental.
So, yeah, it was, but it was saying that the album was.
Did Burna Boy have any experiments?
I feel like he did.
Maybe he has always been
maybe on a spaceship.
Probably, yeah.
No, wait, on a spaceship, Ken.
Wait,
Niger jams plenty for
them. Was the last album that I dropped, Dogongon?
No, Dogongon was not in any album. He was just dropping singles then, prior before he dropped. Spaceship had Soke as the bonus track. That Rizla. Didn't really have a lot of popular album. That's like, if you're ranking Burna album, that would probably be last.
I wouldn't call that album experimental. The only project that I feel like Burna Boy did that was experimental was this like EP that he dropped to What does the DJ that I dropped on?
Steel and Copper.
Yes.
Damn, I love that project.
That was experimental.
I love that project so much. Steel and Copper.
It's like, it's not on any social.
It's on SoundCloud though. I listen to it. That's the only thing I go to listen
that
on
was,
SoundCloud.
That was Burna Boy's experimental.
That's the only thing I go to listen on SoundCloud.
For me, that's what I feel like Burna Boy experimented on. Right now, I feel like Burna Boy is very, very intentional about what he's doing.
Yeah.
So there's nothing experimental about it in the sense.
No, I was talking about way back, child. You know when everyone was trying to break into the.
No, Steel and Copper was way back now.
And I think I told them it's better than Love That Mini.
Steel and Copper.
I agree.
No, I told them.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I have like I have like 6 tracks, 7 tracks.
I really like I told them.
I can't get 7 tracks in Love That Mini. I promise
but
you.
Love That Mini is not that bad, but it's not about I told them. I don't know. I just like that album. From Norma, The Play, On Form.
Like, is the like most Americanized Giza album of Burna? That's why you like it.
It's Giza.
It's not even Americanized, but it was the same pitch in another.
People think that it is Americanized.
It's kinda. Not actually. But they just read the album on. They just judge the album on. Nah, it is the motherfucking dancer, I guess.
I feel like a lot of people rate that one as Americanized because, like, I mean, to be fair, it had like 3 American features on it.
J. Cole.
It had 21
Savage.
Yeah, 21 Savage. It had Brandy, bro. Come on. Who? Which American?
And the performance at the Grammys.
Which American has those top 3 people on their albums, bro? Like
top 3, Brandy. Since like how many years?
To be fair, Brandy is a old head. To be fair, Brandy, she's an old head. And like,
she's a legend.
To the people, yeah, she's a legend. So the people, to Americans, like, they would definitely gravitate towards Brandy because, like, oh yeah, shit, nostalgia, they want to listen to what Brandy has to see, that type of shit. So I feel like, you know, not a lot of people have that on their album.
All of them, they all lost their Grammys. That was.
All of them?
All of them, no.
Who are they?
All Nigerians, I mean.
Talk of it.
Oh, Nigeria.
It was a beautiful night in the music industry.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
He lost the Noma
category. Burna 3 nominations,
yeah,
right?
He lost the
Burna 3, Davido.
No, Burna 4.
Burna 4, Davido 3. Damn.
Ashake won.
Arrestar was not winning anything.
That category, I knew Tyler was going to win. I just knew it.
Arrestar, we rush.
Last year, when he dropped the nomination last year, a friend of mine was like, oh. Arrestar is winning. I was like, nah, that's a lie.
I told my guy it's between Arrestar
like, bro,
and
look at,
people
look
thought
at,
people thought Ashake stood a chance.
At, nah. Look at
I look feel at like that category was between Arrestar and Tyler.
Bro, that would have been a mad sneak if Ashake won that stuff. Because Olamide will have a Grammy too.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Guy.
Like, bastard.
That would have been crazy on the video
fans, bro. Tyler's rise to fame. Ridiculous.
Oh, damn. What do you think about a new album?
I like it.
Bro.
And why you say it's ridiculous? We have people that have gone up like that since.
My brother. It's ridiculous. Tyler came into fame in a year.
That was just last year.
Exactly. But she has started singing since 2019.
And she had a Grammy nominations. Nope. She came into light.
Okay, light. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Last year.
So you think like
and
Tyler
she had the Grammy in the same year.
Yeah,
Grammy nomination, sorry.
The song was worldwide though.
God damn, bro.
You think our case is the same with Coffee?
No.
Coffee the same year she got the Grammy and she bounced.
No.
Why?
Coffee is not how will I even put it? To a point, Coffee makes what's it called?
Reggae. Oh, like a reggae. Dancehall reggae.
Dancehall and reggae. Coffee makes dancehall and reggae music. Tyler makes
Afrobeat.
What do you mean Tyler makes up? Which Afrobeat?
In quotes. I said in quotes.
No, she makes Afrobeat and my piano and R&B.
For the sake of like you guys listen on audio, and my hands are up in quotes. My hands are up in quotes. Tyler makes Afrobeat music. And that's the category that they put Tyler in.
Yeah.
And the reason why Tyler is or I don't what's the question I asked again about like Coffee and Tyler not Coffee not being on the same like level as Tyler being or exposed as much because Afrobeat
you think Coffee was bigger?
No.
Yes.
Coffee was not as big as Tyler.
Coffee
bro.
Won the Grammy though.
Yeah, but she's not as big as Tyler because like Afrobeat is the most talked about genre in the past like 3-4 years, bro.
What category did
bro reggae is bigger than Afrobeat too?
Coffee. I can't remember. Man.
No, Afro. I can't remember. What's her name? Coffee won.
I have to check.
She won Best Reggae Album, no?
Best with an album.
EP.
That's a major category.
Yeah, no, that's a major category. With an
that's
EP.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
with an EP.
Reggae was not the discussion. Reggae is
bigger than Afrobeat. General,
reggae was not discussed as much as Afrobeat has been for the past. Because
it's just like discussing hip hop. Reggae has been from time. Bro. Afrobeat just started.
I know what I'm saying. No,
like, when Coffee won, Reggae was not being discussed. When Coffee won the Grammy,
bro, reggae was not. Bro, do you know how much PR Afrobeat has like right now? Damn, reggae.
Yeah, because
does.
Reggae is already. I mean, Bob Marley has done it all for reggae.
Yes, fair. Yes. Yeah, but like, what is in discussion? Like the kind of like conversation that people are having these days. Reggae is not part of that discussion, bro. Like, nobody comes out and say,
reggae is like. I feel like reggae.
This nigga won the best reggae album. Yeah. This nigga won best reggae. You won't see that.
So what I was saying, Coffee won Grammys for best reggae album in 2022. That's like 2 years ago. But obviously, Grammy nominations for or awards for 2023 happened this year. So like nobody was having that conversation about like, oh, reggae is the shit that's popping, because like reggae has been popping for like God knows how long and it's still popping because they literally have a category. But like nobody, there's no discussion about like, oh, this person won this award for reggae album. Afrobeats. When Burna Boy got nominated, people were talking about it like, but come on.
Yeah.
People were talking about it like mad.
But I feel like I feel like it's geography. If you're talking about Burna Boy, it's because we are in Burna Boy's geography.
Nah. I doubt it.
You were sure. Well, how do you want to know about regular discussions in Nigeria, in our Nigerian side of the internet?
I promise you we would have that discussion because if nah, maybe not, sure. To be fair, maybe not. To be fair, you're actually right. But like,
so I feel like everybody's like they have their own box.
We still talk about like, oh, this person won a Grammy for the best rap album. People still talk about like, oh, Kendrick Lamar got snubbed for 2012 Grammy nomination. Yes, now bro, come on now. Reggae has not been talked about like as that much as rap, R&B, or Afrobeats. Afrobeat is like number one. They carry Afrobeat.
So you feel like Afrobeat has peaked, or we are still getting to the peak?
We're peaking.
Yeah. But there's been no hit this year.
The age, bro. What just in March, bro?
No, like, I'm not talking about what Christ. I'm seeing on the internet. Too. Everybody be shouting like, "Oh, Afrobeat!"
Bro, the age just starting.
Do you feel like our music has been like drained with amapiano?
Yes. If you use that word. Bro, this is a song that I heard like maybe 2 weeks ago, that dropped 2 weeks ago, that I'm still hearing now.
You
song? Tempo, D&D section. There were log drums in it. And I promise you, if you listen to that song, bruh, you will not even feel like it's on my piano. It's not on my piano, but like, you appreciate log drums a lot more. The reason I'm saying is because like, I feel like we've been oversaturated with a lot of amapiano music in Nigeria. Yeah. That's why we feel like, oh, amapiano is a lost art at this point. Like people feel like, oh, okay, well, if anybody makes a piano, that means it's trash. Like, oh, you've done this so many times, you've heard it too many times. Like, oh, please let's go of it.
People are going to make a piano song.
Yeah, amapiano is a genre on its own. It's a genre on its own, bro. South Africans like are still making amapiano till today, bro. Like they don't wake up. Stop. They
continue making.
The same way like Nigerians wake up and say, oh, let's make Afrobeat music. They make Afrobeat music, bro.
Yeah.
They won't say, oh, we've done this 200 times. It's because like we've been oversaturated and a lot of like the top artists have been making amapiano music. That's why we feel like, yeah, oh, shit. That. Because like obviously the PR is like a lot in our faces. Like, oh, amapiano is too much. Yeah, but like amapiano is not, it's not dead. I mean, to an extent, they've used it. I'm tired. I'm tired of listening to my piano music, but like, to be fair, it's not if the right person comes and taps into that pocket of space and makes it hit. And to a certain level, I agree with what Kosi is saying. There is like this, there hasn't been a hit this year so far.
Out of commas,
by who? Who is that?
Don't do that.
No, commas. No, I've not actually like gotten into commas. It's Rhythm and Blues. I'm stuck
Rhythm
out.
And Blues is still like that's like July, August last year.
The song is too good.
I think that's one of our best songs because it was well written, but people didn't pay attention to it.
Nigerians don't like. See, now she has to write better song for that one. But it's ability that they want to kill us on.
Again, I feel like that song came out at the wrong time because that song came out around when Mohbad died.
Oh,
yeah. So too many controversies, too many. So people didn't really pay attention to her.
It got lost in the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like a very good song.
Well, first, now over to you, Shay. You've not answered our question. Question for the day. So about outside your top four, Rema, Wizkid, Davido.
Bro, we've talked about a lot of shit.
Rema, Wizkid, Davido.
For this question, bro.
Oh, Burna Boy.
Yes. Ah, this fucking guy.
So, give us some artists with the best discographies.
I'll say why. I'll mention Buju. Buju has like one of like very interesting
contributions.
And
what was, projects?
With
Snally. Wait, tell us the projects.
Let me mention my artists first. Okay. I'll mention Santi too. Santi too has one of the best discographies out there for artists. And let me first talk about Buju. Buju first dropped two EPs before he dropped an album.
Yeah.
He dropped Sorry I'm late. Ra. That EP, come on, bro. He did not. Sound wise, he was not going in the conventional way of like, oh shit.
Yeah, I feel people said it was like a made in Lagos kind of album, but in an EP about that. Way.
Sorry, I'm late.
The first one.
I don't know about that.
It didn't really have songs.
The one that has made in Lagos vibes is the one with Wizkid on it.
Oh, that's Bassi's 97.
That's Bassi's
97. I like that Bassi's
97 was...
Man, I like Bassi's 97, dude.
See, Buju hypes the album like as if it was the second
there's,
song.
There's a particular... song
because I was like, oh, fuck. Sorry, I'm late. Yeah, this EP is was, shit.
In my mind, one of Buju's best songs ever.
Bassi's 97 is a fire song, though.
The one with Wizkid. What do you think about the future of Wizkid?
Many things,
right? I like it, but we're not getting the better one.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Bro, fire as fuck, man.
So, Buju, who next? Fireboy?
I said Santi.
Okay.
Yes. Fireboy 2. Actually.
Yeah, you should make it.
Actually.
Yeah,
bro. Fireboy dropped two albums.
You need to see Kuzma's film right now.
See, I swear, if this was visual, you see Kuzma's film right now. See the expression.
Fireboy, what are the projects that you are bringing out for Fireboy?
Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps.
Apollo. You don't mention Apollo. Them two times.
it's very important because like that album itself, bro, they were jams on
Ampli
that
Boy.
Rah.
You guys need to see this.
Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps and
so,
Apollo.
So, Buju and Fireboy are your best...
No, I said outside Buju and Santi are my best picks.
Not Buju and Fireboy?
No. Buju and Santi.
Yeah.
No other person you consider that could stand with Buju and Santi.
Why are you saying like as if you have somebody that I should have mentioned?
Actually, there are people who? That are Adekunle Gold.
Adekunle Gold?
Yeah.
Why should you look like that?
What am I looking like? I don't know. I actually agree with you, Tope. I agree with you.
Say all these things. I don't mention Kings Daniel.
I was about to mention that. I swear, like Kizania too, though.
What projects though? I like the Afropop Volume 1.
Yeah, that's for Adekunle.
Okay, Kizania. No bad songs.
No bad songs. That's his best album because actually he didn't have any bad songs.
Yeah, no bad songs.
But the first one was what is the first one? New Era. Those Mama Jumbo Stan. Then he had no bad songs. Then the third one was I can't remember the third album. I'm trying to remember the third album. Then after the third album, he dropped that EP.
This new one?
EP before he dropped this album, then this new one. The Zookavi is long ago. Check his album.
I'm talking about is Barnabas.
Yeah, Barnabas. But he dropped an album before Barnabas.
That's King of Love.
Yeah, King of Love, which I think one of his...
I've not heard any song. Okay, Pack and Go.
Pack and Go now.
Okay, he has
that song with Davido. That song with Davido. One Ticket now.
No, that's
not bad
song.
No,
check. Are you sure?
One Ticket. No, Ticket. 20.
Check. I think he's
No bad songs, bro. Trust me. No bad songs.
Oh, wow. No bad songs.
Yeah,
no bad songs.
That's 2018.
Oh, wow.
No
bad songs is best album.
Baby, please. If you want to leave,
I'm a jam.
No. That's...
He's going to chop features, though.
And there's this song he made.
You think he had the 2012 one, too? I'll be 2012.
I prefer not to speak.
You prefer not to speak?
I prefer the original, though.
That's only Kiss Daniel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the dream is not bad though.
Isakaba.
Give me your kaka. Isak.
Davido chopped that song, bro.
Yeah, give me.
But why you got to say you know one talk?
I'm speaking now.
You can have come gone for you.
Nah, Davido actually dropped that song. I can't even lie. But because yeah, you've not said your own like artist, your own pick for outside the top four.
Okay, let me go straight.
Your best discography.
Straight up.
Discography. I didn't say album. Best discography.
Okay. Agbadun Asake. Agbadun Omali.
Oh, wow.
I would have said Shea Vibes, but I'm a pick and choose person with Shea Vibes. Like, most of the albums I've heard, I just have 5 songs, 6 songs. But I can't just rinse through the album. But why? The only one he has done now, Nam Siaga.
Nam Siaga, that's one of the best EP ever.
So Omali, who did I mention again?
Mention Omali.
Asake.
Mention Asake.
Omali Asake.
Shea Vibes.
I didn't really say Fiji, but I don't say that. I like Nam Siaga, yeah. discography. When we say discography, why have we mentioned any of the women? That's crazy. Let me see. Let me go to the women and...
I'm waiting.
Tiwa Savage.
Discography. Hits, yes. She's mama. Yeah, for sure. But I don't know about discography. That was it too. Maybe Asha.
Asha, definitely. Asha is good.
But Asha is not outside the top four.
Asha is more like she doesn't make the proper Afrobeat song.
So
I don't think Asha is an Afrobeat artist.
There's not really a woman with. Wow, that's crazy.
But I think Ara though, when she drops a new album.
Do you think that we don't listen to women enough?
We do.
they would try that.
We do. But the question is, do they make good music like the men?
That's a crazy accusation. No.
I'm stammering because of what you just said.
Do they make good music like the men? I mean, yes. Also, I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
They don't. They do, but like the men, they don't. They make good music, yes. See,
when you start like categorizing music to like, oh, women and men, I feel like just like putting like a barrier between music itself, because like music should not be subjective.
But you know, in America, the women make more like better music than the male. The bigger artists are the female. I feel like
because they're a lot. That's why.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
There's because Rihanna. We listen to a lot of European.
Sexy
red body.
We listen to a lot of European. Nah, you don't call like come on. Mention Sexy Red Body. There's Adele.
There's Caesar.
There's Caesar, bro.
There's Taylor Swift.
Bruh, there's a lot of them. That's what I'm saying. Like we're mixing Europe and America together.
Yeah.
To combine with Nigerian.
Nigeria doesn't really have enough female artists.
Come on, man.
We don't have any. Hey, it go shock you. We get plenty.
We get, but we don't blow. Like, blow, like, I feel like.
I don't know, man. I don't know how it is. I'm not a woman, but I feel like it's harder for the woman to get out.
I mean, I don't know about the music space.
They're not on their toes. They're not featuring each other.
Did you see that tweet that someone posted that they are, Yemina Lade was saying, for you to like get into the industry, you have to sleep with.
Brian wanted to sleep with Simi now. He tweeted
bro, that was funny because
I think he was like, what the fuck?
Why would you do that, man? Why would you want to?
But I thought Simi was like good enough. Simi's voice is actually outstanding.
Simi really cute with the trophy features.
And Brian was too outstanding. So I don't know why that came into the picture.
Crazy thing, yo.
There's evidence everywhere.
Brahma has been cancelled. He cancelled his show
yesterday.
Yeah,
he came 5 hours late. Did you see the video?
That was last year. That was last year, October. He came and said, "Fuck you."
He was supposed to do a show at
I think Terra Culture or something, and I heard he did not sell enough tickets. So
Terracotta. Yeah. I thought Terracotta shoes were free. I didn't know that.
That's like crazy tea, so.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining us. This is our Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Episode on quality content. We're going to be here 2 times a month, bi-weekly. Yes, Happy Easter, because Easter is this weekend. Happy Easter to you guys. And this is when this episode is going to drop.
Reminds me.
If Shay from Nice to Have You has anything to say, let me hear it.
If what?
If Shay from Nice to Have You has anything to say, let me hear it.
Reminds the goats. Based on this whole show, like
you didn't flirt with me, yo.
Hey, God, no. Oh my God.
You didn't flirt with me. Okay, let's hear from Tokwe.
Burna is the greatest of all time.
Hey, of all time. Go soon, Jama. Well, thank you. It's Kusman and it's quality content. See you next time.
Yes,
same
sir.
Time next week. Bye. 2 weeks time, sorry.
Peace out, guys. Peace out.